Track 4. Upper Brynhenllys Colliery. You can probably begin to imagine a dam several metres high spanning the river and impounding large quantities of water behind. It is from here that water fed into the Leat was used to power the brickworks and Lower Brynhenllys Colliery. Today, only the base timber remains. Turning our attention to the right, we are standing beside the site of the Upper Brynhenllys Colliery. It was opened in 1872 to reduce haulage costs from Lower Brynhenllys, and at its peak, 300 workers extracted 120 tons of coal a day. The only evidence we can see now is the remains of a waterwheel housing. The iron-threaded bolts atop the brickwork would have held the axle of the wheel in place.
And this massive waterwheel here was drawing the coal up from underground on a drift, not a shaft. And also, this water wheel was used in operating a beam pump, which was pumping the water up from underground as well.
The beam pump allowed the men to work the mine, but this didn't mean the conditions were favourable. Besides the inevitable and often fatal breathing diseases, nearly every family had its own personal tale of sadness.
My grandfather was working in Brynhenllys Colliery, and when he was finishing his shift, he was tending a horse underground and he was coming back up the drift in Brynhenllys, yeah? And a tram hadn't been spragged on the surface. And as my grandfather was walking up, the tram was coming out to meet him. And that was the end of Rhys Williams, my grandfather, right? That was the end of that era, like.
And less documented is that many women who picked and sorted coal on the surface also suffered from the same diseases as the coal miners underground, as Wayne Thomas reminds us.
The effect of that, again, you know, with a man contracting pneumoconiosis is bad enough, but if the wife or the mother, if you like, contracts pneumoconiosis, she can't do the work, then obviously the implications are the whole family's going to suffer. So there's many, many stories there of toughness and harshness that's unwritten, I think.
Continue along the path, over the brow and back down to rejoin the main path. Listen to track 5 approximately 20 metres before the grassy area on the right gives way to grassland.